problem, Chris, is that cloud computing becoming the word du jour has many definitions.
So as somebody who looks at this very carefully, one of the big things is security is security. Whether you do it in your house, in your office, wherever it is, you need to make sure you're complying with the security requirements.
That's right.
Now, there's a little bit of this FISMA debate going on about, okay, is this become just a paper thing, or does it become something actually real? Does it actually help us secure our systems? And I know some people have looked at cloud and said, I can outsource that, and now they're responsible, I'm not. That's not the case.
Oh, yeah. That's I call that giving away the farm. One of the things people think is, okay, I'm going to a shared service provider. They're going to take care of this for me, and I can focus on my programs. I can reallocate my resources, which is one of the reasons why agencies are going to this cloud computing and shared service provider model. So one of the things that you have to think about is the contracting with your shared service provider, and I'm just going to call them the provider. The contract, it's very important to have certain requirements in the contract that promotes transparency, that promotes the right to audit, and that promotes actually the development of an audit trail and support when you have to investigate anomalies. And agencies, as they're moving into these models, might think about getting outside help when it comes to developing these requirements and developing their initial contracting.
And getting those service levels, getting that all that kind of stuff into the contract.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, something as simple as making sure that the service provider is going to issue a SAS 70, or making sure that the service provider is going to allow you to go through the CNA process that I described.
One of the things we always talk about in the security framework is managing risk, doing some kind of risk assessment. I think those almost become words that don't actually mean anything to us anymore. Talk about managing risk. How do you do? It seems like we're very bad at doing those risk assessments.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because what I think your listeners will recognize is the term GRC. I'm sure you've heard GRC. It's another one of the buzz terms, and that's governance, risk, and compliance.
Yeah.
And what a lot of agencies do is focus on the compliance. We need to be compliant with FISMA. We need to be compliant with A123. We need to be compliant with Improper Payment Act. And this is where agency management really needs to get their head wrapped around governance and risk. Governance from a perspective of, types of processes and controls that roll up to governance is as simple as hiring practices. Does your shared service provider actually follow the same rigid hiring practices when it comes to the super users and the people that actually have access to your data? That's all part of the governance. That's the policies and the procedures. Now, to answer your question on risk,
Can I stop you on that one? Because I hear from the contracting folks, don't tell the contractors how to do the job. Tell them the result you want. And it sounds like that line is starting to get blurred. Maybe gets a little blurry.
No, I understand what you're saying, but actually that's a great way to introduce what I'm going to talk about with risk. So it all boils down to managing the risk in your processes, and you don't want to be over-controlled and you don't want to over-manage your risk because that costs a lot of money in the end. You have to come up with this delicate balance between your risk and your controls. And as you move to outsourcing your data, outsourcing your processes, your risk tolerance changes a little bit. And so even though the processes and the controls are the same, they're going to be a little bit riskier. So management needs to learn how to assess risk and really find out where the important things are. So when it comes to the shared service provider, it's really paying more attention to user access controls, data management controls, and at the tail end, the monitoring. So getting back to what you said about don't tell contractors what to do, have them provide a solution, I think when it comes to financial data, and also let's keep in mind personally identifiable information, or PII, I think agencies really need to be more stringent in identifying the requirements and having oversight of their service providers.
You've dealt with a client who is rolling out a financial system in the cloud, a client who cannot be named. Well, I'll name them later. But talk a little bit. Are there unique challenges around financial systems and cloud computing?
Well, there are. And What I would say is when it comes to financial systems in cloud computing, some of the things that you have to think about also are the organizational structure. So when you're outsourcing your financial systems and your financial processes, it's not just having an updated ERP system, or it's not just being able to reallocate your resources. You also have to think of the organizational impact as well, and making sure that the workforce is ready for the change, and making sure that you actually take this as an opportunity to improve your processes.